This first reading from the Old Testament comes from the book of Habakkuk, the first chapter, which can be found on page 906 in the Church Bibles, reading the first four verses. This is the message that the Lord revealed to the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk complains of injustice. O Lord, how long must I call for help before you listen, before you save us from violence? Why do you make me see such trouble? How can you endure to look on such wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are all around me, and there is fighting and quarreling everywhere. The law is weak and useless, and justice is never done. Evil people get the better of the righteous, and so justice is perverted. The second reading from the same book of the prophet Habakkuk comes from chapter 2, reading the first five verses. And this is the Lord's answer to Habakkuk. I will climb my watchtower and wait to see what the Lord will tell me to say and what answer he will give to my complaint. The Lord gave me this answer. Write down clearly on clay tablets what I reveal to you, so that it can be read at a glance. Put it in writing, because it is not yet time for it to come true. But the time is coming quickly, and what I show you will come true. It may seem slow in coming, but wait for it. It will certainly take place, and it will not be delayed. And this is the message. Those who are evil will not survive, but those who are righteous will live, because they are faithful to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This second reading from the New Testament is from the Gospel of Luke, reading from chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. Faith. The apostle said to the Lord, "Make our faith greater." The Lord answered, "If you had faith as big as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Pull yourself up by the roots and plant yourself in the sea,' and it would obey you." The servant's duty. Suppose one of you has a servant who is ploughing or looking after the sheep. When he comes in from the field, do you tell him to hurry and eat his meal? Of course not. Instead, you say to him, "Get my supper ready, then put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may have your meal." The servant does not deserve thanks for obeying orders, does he? It is the same with you. When you have done all you've been told to do, say, "We are ordinary servants. We have only done our duty."
Sometimes, however strong a Christian we are, our faith gets stretched, doesn't it? Either by adverse circumstances, as was in Habakkuk's case, or by difficult demands put upon us, as is the case with our Luke reading. And a lot of people, however hard they try, they start focusing on their own shortcomings, don't they, and their own needs, rather than trusting in God and waiting for him. Habakkuk was a prophet in the late 7th century BC, and the Babylonians were in power at the time. As you probably gathered from the words in the reading, there was a lot of injustice about at that time, and they were a violent and cruel people. Our reading began by Habakkuk questioning why all these things were happening. Everything around him was in meltdown. God's laws were being disregarded, and he felt that God was pretty distant and pretty unconcerned about what was going on. But in the second chapter of Habakkuk, in verse 3, we were told that the time had not yet come, but it would come, and that he would have to wait. Waiting for God can be challenging, as I'm sure we all know, especially when there are injustices or bad things happening around us. We have to try and focus and be patient and wait for God. In our New Testament reading from Luke 17, we find out the attitudes and behaviour that Jesus wants to his disciples, and indeed us, to have: concern for the lowly and persistent forgiveness. Now, that's not very easy ask, is it, that? Not easy. It's all very well to say that that's easy to do in a church on a Sunday morning, but when you go about your daily life and you find challenges, it's not always an easy thing to persistently forgive everyone that you come across. So you think Jesus would have bolstered up his disciples, wouldn't you, by giving them great, mighty and powerful things to aspire to, like great big oak trees and powerful people. But no. The things he uses to encourage them are tiny little seeds, mustard seeds. I did try to bring a packet, but I couldn't get them anywhere. I think it must be the wrong time of year to buy mustard seeds. And slaves. So something really small and something really lowly. So we think he's not bolstering us up, but actually, I think he probably is, because he's saying we only need a tiny amount of faith to open our lives up to God's power. So when we're really up against it, even if we have a tiny amount, a mustard seed amount, you can still open your life up to God's power. Your translation of the Bible said ordinary servants. In other translation, the word is unworthy or worthless. So that's showing you how it's been translated in different ways. I think ordinary is probably the most polite, isn't it? More polite than worthless. Slaves are generally regarded as insignificant, aren't they? And usually have to do what their masters tell them. Habakkuk wanted God to help him fix what he perceived as being wrong with the people, and the disciples wanted Jesus to fix their perceived lack of faith. Habakkuk realizes that the problem is not that God doesn't answer him, but that he doesn't wait for God. The disciples are encouraged to see that it is not their faith that's the problem. As I just said, only a tiny, weeny little amount is needed. But they're focusing on themselves rather than God's generosity. So do we do that bit sometimes? Do we sometimes lose track of God and get too caught up in the minutiae of what's going on and all the silly things that we don't really need to worry about? Or perhaps sometimes we're a bit overly familiar and forget that God is the mighty creator of the universe. As I said, seeds are very small, aren't they? One of the smallest things you can go, but they have the potential to grow into something great. The black mustard seeds that would have been growing in the fields in the time of Jesus were smaller than today's mustard seeds, but when they were fully grown, they could be 3 or 4 metres tall. That's about 12 foot in old money, for those of you who don't know metres. But remember, it's not the size of the fully grown plant that Jesus compares our faith to, but the tiny seed. The amount of faith is sufficient to allow God to change our world. He sees the potential in the seed for it to grow up into a mighty plant. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a bit of a butterfly brain, and often when I come to services, I listen to a talk and I think, oh, that's really good, I'll try and remember that. And a couple of months later, when I try and remember it, I can't remember the details. So if there's been something to look at, I usually can remember it better. So this is I hope you'll forgive me, because it's advertising an alcoholic drink, but it's reminding us that sometimes we have to wait. You may remember it was an advert from about 10 or 15 years ago. So I'm hoping if you remember nothing more of what I've said, you'll remember watching that little film in a few weeks' time. And when you're worried or anxious about something, or having a really hard time, difficult things are happening in your life, that you'll think to wait for an answer from God. Maybe it will be a word that you'll find when you open your Bible at just that right page, like happens so many times, doesn't it? Or maybe it will be a good friend or fellow Christian will be in the right place at the right time to encourage you. Try not to plough on regardless, like we do so many times, without listening to God and waiting. Habakkuk is frustrated by what he sees going on in the world, but rather than attacking those he sees as the cause, he cries out to God and watches to see how God will respond. I don't know how many of you here have seen the Alpha Course films, Nikki Gumbel. Has anyone here seen those? No? There's the one about prayer. The first time I saw it, I thought what he said was a bit strange, because Nikki Gumbel said that when he prays for situations and people, he jots it all down in a little book. When the prayers are answered, he ticks it off. The first time I heard him say that, I thought, that's a bit strange. It's almost like he's testing God, isn't it? To see if he'll answer the prayers or not. But then when I thought about it, it must actually be quite reassuring when he sees that column has a lot of ticks in it. So I thought when I thought about it for a longer time, I actually thought differently about it. So we need to pray for what we want, be patient, don't we, and wait for God to act on it as and when he chooses.